Tanya for the 14th of Ov, Yud Dalid Menachem Ov, is in Igeres HaKedesh, Siman Dalid. It's on page 406 in the English Tanya, and it's at the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe had asked on the Pasuk, Tzedek, the son of Yahaleich, that Tzedakah goes before him, that the correct grammatical choice of words would have been Yelech, not Yahaleich. Tzedek, the son of Yelech. Why Yahaleich, which means make go? So he explains, Vezehu Tzedek, the son of Yahaleich, the son of whom Eloshim Pnimis. The son of means the Pnimis of godliness. The Yahaleich, whom Eloshim Hailocha, and Yahaleich means to make go, to lead. Shemelech has Pnimis Halev, because it means the leading, the inner heart, the inwardness of the heart, la Hashem, to godliness, out of its imprisonment. The achakach yosim la derech Hashem pa'omov, and then it sets his steps towards the way of God, kameshekosev alachta b'drochov, once the heart, the inner heart, is turned to God, then what follows is the performance, the doing of the mitzvahs, going in God's way. Or as it says, Achri Hashem Elokeichem Telechu V'chol Maisa HaMitzvahs, in all the active mitzvahs, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulan, and Talmud Torah above them all. Shekulan Eilim LaHashem Ayidei Pnimis HaLev, and all of them rise to godliness when they're performed Ayidei Pnimis HaLev, when they're performed with the inner heart, with that love for God that comes from that instinct that says God is our very life. The yes is ace umaylo maylo maliyosan vashem arde chiteni yisalev. It raises the mitzvah much higher than the way the mitzvah rises when it is performed with the external heart. Haneilad knows that love in the heart, which is born mehatvuna vahadas levadon, from the da bina and das alone, from the person's understanding. Without the influence of the pnimius from above, but rather the concealment of the pnimius, the hiding of the face. Because that inner godliness is not revealed below without some initiative from below, without the person doing something to bring it, to cause it. And what can a person do to bring it? He can do Maisa HaTzedakah. As he said before, that's the way to remove the Arua of the heart, Hanikra Sholim. And this Maisa HaTzedakah is also called Sholim. Tzedakah brings peace between people. V'zeshekosav poda b'sholim nafshi, that with peace my soul is redeemed. And it uses the word nafshi dafkin. It is the soul itself that is redeemed, not just the person. The inner core of the nefesh, the pnimius hanefesh. Zehu gamkin hatam shenikra tzedakah sholim. And this is another reason why tzedakah is called peace. V'fishanasim sholim ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Because it brings peace not only between people, but also between Jews and God in heaven, our Father in heaven. Kimay merezal, as the sages say, that tzedakah brings peace between man and God. It makes peace between the high and the low. The haynu alidei pidyon nafshi sehem, and this comes about through the ransoming of the soul. Heim chelek avayim mamish, which is literally a part of God, midei hachitzeinim, from the klipa. Ubefrat tzidkas Eretz Yisrael, and particularly the tzedakah given to Eretz Yisrael. Shehi tzidkas Hashem mamish is literally God's tzedakah. K'meshekosuv tam edeni Hashem alikecha ba, that God's eye is constantly on the land of Israel, on Eretz Yisrael. V'hoyu einai v'libi sham kol hayomim, and God says my eyes and my heart are there all the days. V'hi, and it is this tzedakah given to the fund that the Alter Rebbe had, in which he supported the settlement in Israel. It's he she'omdolonu. That's what stood by us. Livdeis chayi nafshenu. To redeem us, to redeem our life. Me'atzas ha'cheshvim. From those who planned and schemed. Litches pa'amenu. To push us off the track, to trip us up. V'tamed lonu la'ad. And it will stand by us also, that merit of that tzedakah will also stand by us forever. Losum nafshenu b'chayim amitim, to give our soul a true life, mechayi hachayim, from the source of all life, lo'e b'eir hachayim, to shine forth with a light, that a living light, ashiyoyer Hashem ponov itonu selo, that God should reveal to us, the pnimius, omein ken yehidotim. In the Hayyim Yom for the 14th of Menachem Ov, the Rebbe writes that Yud Dalid Menachem Ov of Tavshin Aleph, the 14th day of Ov in 1941, Nimlu'u Chamishim Shana, is the 50th anniversary. Miyem She'oma Li'amur She'aschil Lishem Hasipurim She'mesapeli. It's the 50th anniversary from the time that my father told me to begin recording the stories that were told to me. When a Tzemach Tzedek began writing subjects on Nigla and on Chassidus, Amalei Admar HaZaken, the Alter Rebbe said to him, Ukenei l'cho chover. It says you should buy yourself a friend, but Ukenei can also be can be pronounced with a kuf bekometz and nun besegil. So it's kone, loshen kumus, which means a pen. So kone lecho chove, your pen should be your friend. Pam omar amur b'shem admur azokin. And on an occasion, my father said in the name of the Alter Rebbe that the kone, loshen kumus lecho chove, that the pen should be your friend, upirish amur, and my father explained it, kulmus halev, that it's not only the physical pen, it's the pen of the heart. As yede zach was milerent, zolman iberlem, that everything that a person learns, he should experience it inwardly in the heart.